James and Timothy Monger grew up in what they called the former small town of Brighton, Michigan. While strip malls and fast food joints sprung up around them, the brothers held on to a sense of respect for the natural world.
We were taught when you drive down the road with your parents and you see a bunch of cranes, you stop. And you look at them until they leave.
And when you see a lilac bush in someone's yard, you stop and cut several and
drive
off
really
quickly.
Fast.
On their debut album with the five-man group The Great Lakes Myth Society, James and Timothy turned their stolen moments of Great Lakes beauty into songs about the region's culture, history, and nature.
When the cold stars work overtime to impress you, and the northern lights rise up from the coral, and your bed is on your back.
But while many of James and Timothy's songs for the Great Lakes Myth Society are full of awe for Great Lakes nature, the songs don't include any overt environmental messages. James says that's intentional.
I'm not a big fan of musical political statements. I think sometimes it's kind of almost, extremely narcissistic to me to use your music as a platform unless you're out there doing something behind it.
James and Timothy say they prefer a more subtle approach.
It's always good to come up from behind people and imply.
We whisper in their ears.
Yes, we do.
So he and his brother often use personal experiences to draw the environmental connections. Like this song James wrote about his college days at Central Michigan University. It's called Isabella County, 1992. On the surface, the song has nothing to do with the environment.
It's an Indian summer, and the tap water ground.
But in a song that's essentially about the drinking scene at a state university, James includes a line about how sea lamprey affect the tributaries that drain into the Great Lakes.
I think that I may be the only person that ever used a sea lamprey dramatically in a piece.
I think you're right.
James says he worked for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for a summer cleaning fish traps at the Chippewa Dam in central Michigan.
We would just get up early, get some donuts, pull out the traps, pull out 300 crawdads, count weird river fish like chubs, and I like the hornyhead chub a lot. Those are the Texas hogsucker. You learn a lot about your state when you know all the names of the fish that come through.
If James is about the gritty, sometimes overlooked details of Great Lakes nature, Timothy is more about the beauty of the area. He's more likely to write songs about the northern night sky. Across the Bridge is Timothy's love song to Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
We played, a Chicago show directly after 9/11, like a couple days after, and it was, like so many people, we were almost frightened to go into a large city. I'd been writing about, traveling up to the UP, and it kind of occurred to me that that was about the safest place, sort of in the event of a hurricane, you go to your cellar, I would go to the UP in case something bad was really going down.
Timothy says he just felt safer up north, where society and sprawl have yet to take over. He says it's one of the few places he and his brother can still go to simply appreciate the Great Lakes, not to be advocates or fight for a cause, but to recognize and appreciate the nature that surrounds them. A place where the only intrusion from the civilized world is the music playing in their headphones. For the GLRC, I'm Dustin Dwyer.